Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hey, thank you, Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say, it won't work. No.
There's a same one.
Saved by his stripes, I can heal.
Heal. Come on, you can sing. Now praise the Lord like you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Because see, while you're clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home, this confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him because of what's going on. You're praising him because you know the outcome is you win. You win because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Good evening. Good evening, people of God. Good evening, listeners. I'm Minister Charlene, a.k.a. Charlene Blessed Favor. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be before you all, and I pray that you're having a blessed new month in May and that 2018 thus far has been good to you, that you have come into more of what God has for you and for your life. I'd like to enter to prayer at this time. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, hallelujah, for another blood-bought opportunity, oh God, to speak words of encouragement to those on the program tonight that are listening, God. I pray that your word will be uplifting, that it will impact them the way you want it to, Father God, as it were, that you would turn on the lights, Father God, that they can see what it is that the message is speaking to them, and all of us together as a whole, Lord, as we seek your face, Lord, we're seeking your will, God. 2018, Lord, this is May, and we believe you, oh God. We're believing you on tonight for another God-blessed installment, oh God, of truth to speak to our spirit, to encourage our hearts, Lord God, that no matter what the world says, no matter what the devil thinks he's got going on, that God, you are in charge. You are God and there is none else. You are God and beside you, Father, there is no other God. There is no other Savior. You are our help. And on this National Day of Prayer, we're praying and we're asking God for your divine intervention in our lives. We're asking for your divine intervention in the world. We're asking, God, that you would show up and show out, oh God. Hallelujah. We're asking for your mercy. We're asking for your grace. We're asking for healing and deliverance. Father, there's so much that we need, oh God, that we're asking, God, that you would meet us at the point of our needs, Lord God. You would sanctify us wholly, my God, soul, spirit, mind, and body. That you would heal us wherever we need inner healing. Father, we need you. This nation needs you. Our president needs you. Father God, our family needs you. My God, our enemies need you. My God, we need you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, to move mountains, God, to shake the foundation. God, hallelujah, of what the enemy is trying to set up against our lives and break it down, my God, and build and rebuild it like you want it to. God, help our focus to be set aside to be focused on you and not ourselves. To be set and focused, oh God, on your will, oh God. Hallelujah. Not the opinions of man, oh God, but the opinions that come from you and your word. We're asking it full of faith, God. Transformation. My God, the transformation will take place. And we give you all of the glory. Father, we give you all of the honor and we give you all the praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Oh, wow. I'm just so excited to be before you all tonight. I was praying, and you know, many of you, they haven't heard me speak before on the show. You know, God has opened up a door, and I do thank God for it. I do thank God for Pastor E for this blessed opportunity to be able to share, you know, the word of God. I love the word of God. I love the Lord, and he has put so much in my spirit to share. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I mean, you know, God has opened doors for me to go to shelters and speak to the homeless out there. And, you know, I work in a salon, so I'm able to talk to people there. I had no idea what God had preordained and had for me to go and witness and reach people for his kingdom. I never would have thought. I was like, you know, God said, go out and preach and you know, make disciples and tell others about Jesus. And you know, this is not a cheat's way out to come online and do this, where many hearts are being able to hear this word, because I couldn't fathom to be able, you know, to be able to reach people for God this way and through this avenue. I'm so in awe before the Lord. And yet it doesn't take off the responsibility to reach people as he leads me, whether at work or wherever I go, that I'll, you know, share the gospel and let people know that Jesus saves, he heals, he is a comforter, and he is everything that we all really need. Amen. Amen. So that being said, sometimes, you know, the Lord will put on my spirit to say things to the singles and everything, and then sometimes he'll give me a topic. And I'm like, well, Lord, you know, what is it that you want me to say tonight, and who will it be for? So whoever's on the line is for you. Amen. And it's for me. So the topic tonight is the seed. The seed. And I tell you, I couldn't shake this word if I tried. Every time I turn around, it was just, God was just bringing it back to my mind. And I don't know whoever God is dealing with is hearing this message, if God has been bringing it to your mind. And hopefully we can collect these thoughts together and see what it is that God is speaking to our hearts in this season. The seed. The subtopic is what's in you. What's in you? The focus will become clearer as this message goes along. I like to have a good foundation to this message, and it is the motive that we will all grasp the substance that is truly power-packed in its contents. And I really do thank God for this. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Together we can read the scriptures that are going to help us recognize the clarity and intent of the subject topic of the seed. Genesis chapter 1, 1 through 5 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." I want to take you back before God began to create, because the Bible tells us in the beginning God created. And I began to think about the seed. The Bible doesn't say that in the beginning the seed began to grow and these things began to happen. The Bible says in the beginning God created. So if I take you back before in the beginning, it's God that was just existing, the eternal, invisible, all-powerful, all-knowing God, being power-packed in his essence of who he is, was just existing, and he decided to begin to create. He decided to begin to create, and this is what has become manifested from the God that decided to create. Hallelujah. And I want to just give you a little footnote about an athlete. If you you know, a lot of people, you know, I don't know, I'm going to name drop, like Kobe Bryant, the different ones, right? Well, what you know about them is that they are good at what they do. You know, someone who plays golf, someone who plays different sports, they're good. Tiger Woods, they're so good at what they do. And people are in awe about them, of their gift, of their ability, athletic ability. And they may have all their memorabilia and want to have their autograph, because of what they see this person do, and they want to get to know this person. And some people, they're like, oh, you know, if I had a dream and I would like to meet, and they would name maybe an entertainer or somebody because of what they see them do. Pray for me. Are you praying with me? And what I got out of that is that you only know about the individual what you see them do, but you don't know the individual. Come on, somebody. People might say, oh, you know, tell Kobe Bryant, I've had your jersey since the first time, you know, your jersey card since the first time you became, you know, a world known, you know. And he might be like, smile, like, oh, you know, gee, thanks. But you don't know Kobe Bryant. Come on, somebody. And so what I'm trying to say is God allowed the word to be, written by moving by his spirit for people to write the word, the canon of scriptures, and we are able to see and know that God created the heavens and the earth. And even scientists are able to see that there's planets out there that are out of our galaxy, out of our solar system. They're able to see planets and stars and all these things that are out here, out in the universe. My God. But God, before he decided to create that, all of this creative ability was within him. It was within him. So what we see out here, and we're able to see through science of the things that are created out here in this universe and galaxy, you know, the sun and moon and stars, the things we're able to see, they were created by God. They were created by God, and he decided to do these things. And us not knowing who God is, quote unquote, like if we didn't know who Kobe Bryant was, we only can know God by the things he's shown of his essence, of who he is. He is a creator. He is a creator. He's a marvelous creator. We can't flatter him by how marvelous he is. We're just in awe. You know, when they say there's planets larger than Earth or that look like Earth and all these other things, we're just like overwhelmed, like, oh my God. You know, that's out there. But God is allowing himself to be made known through his word, who he is. We're going to go ahead and travel to Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12. And it says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. I'm here to let you know that that God created the tree, the fruit tree that has a seed within itself, and the seeds were able to be reproduced, and like a lemon tree, an apple tree, a pear tree, the seeds were able to be in the ground and produce trees from the seed. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And we're going to travel to Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to be reading some scriptures because I want you to grasp the fact that the God that decided to create, he was in obscurity, as it were, before he began to come into manifestation. The Genesis chapter 1, 14 through 22, it says, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and let the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And, you know, I just want to let you know, God, and you've probably read this before and heard it before because this is the book of Genesis, but God decided to create these things. But it was in him he has the ability, the creative ability to create these great things. The sun is, we're told, is a star, and it's the closest star. By all of those stars that are out there in the universe, it is the closest star to Earth. That is so amazing. That is so amazing. And I want to just kind of give you a little backdrop of where I'm going with this about the seed. And you know the story about the sower. We're going to go travel and leap over to Luke chapter 8, 4 through 15. It says, and when much people were gathered together and would come to him, out of every city, he spake by a parable, talking about Jesus. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Verse 6, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And verse 10 says, and he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Luke 8:11 declares, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Come on, let's give God some praise right there. This is a good time to praise him. The seed is the word of God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He said in verse 12, those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy, and those, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Verse 14, and they which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. 15, but that on the good ground are they which with an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. I want to let you know that in God, God's words have so much power that when God said, let there be light, there was light. Light manifested at the very command from God's mouth. Genesis 1:3 said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God decided to create the heavens and the earth, planets, galaxy, universe, stars, sun, moon, and all that this planet contains on it and in it. But the things were created are not God himself, but they were created by God all by himself. God has within him creative ability, so awesome and marvelous that the sun we see, my God, warms us in the day. Hallelujah. And the moon gives us light at night. There is so much to God of who he is, of what he can do, his mind and how he thinks, how he sees and perceives, how God understands, God's knowledge and God's passion and God's wisdom. There is so much more to God than we can even fathom. Yet he decided to create. He is a God that is omnipotent and all-powerful, omniscient and all-knowing, omnipresent and everywhere all at once. No matter the time zone that you're in right now, God is right where you are and right where I am right now. Whatever time, we can't say synchronize your watches, because whatever time it is here, it's a different time if you're in the Midwest, and it's a different time if you're on the East Coast. But God is right where we are at the same time right now. Even if the people on the other side of the world are experiencing nighttime there, God is still there right then with them right now, even though it's another part of the day. It's nighttime there. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And, you know, I want to take you to some scriptures that will let us know that, see, our words have power. God's words have power, but our words have power. We have to be so careful, because with our words we can help somebody. We can speak healing. We can uplift, or we can destroy, we can break down, we can tear down, we can encourage, we can teach, we can build up with our words. We can lie, we can tell the truth. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The Song of Solomon 2:4 tells us, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Hallelujah. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah. How many of us have, with our own words, have spoke destruction on our own selves? Oh, you know, I'm always going to be this weight, or I'm always going to be like this, or I'm never going to be like that. Because of whatever was told to them, they began to adopt those words, and they're speaking destruction upon themselves. They're speaking failure upon themselves. Or, you know, God have mercy. Folks, whether, I'm just going to have to put it out there, whether you're in church or not, you can look down and look and put people under your feet, as it were, just with your words or with your looks and with your attitudes, and not build them up, not encourage them. Let's go to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, to be encouraged and know that you're going there to be delivered, to be healed, to be strengthened. My God, to love more, to give more of us, to be like Jesus, the song. Oh, to be like Jesus, oh, how I long to be like him. You know, it's really the conviction of what are our words, our behavior, and our character. What is it emanating from us? God, what's emanating from God, what has emanated from God by his creative ability is all this that we see in the universe and on this planet. God, when he created these things, he said, it is good. When God rested, the Bible says that God rested from all his work. He stopped from all that he created because he knew what he did was good. Hallelujah. And because he's our God, he's the God that shows us our failures. He shows us our faults. He shows us our shortcomings. And we realize pride is not the answer for us to walk in. We realize that being haughty and puffed up is not the spirit that he wants us to walk in. That's not, very good. Oh, no. No, no, no. And it's not a. This is not an attacking session or a pointing the finger session. Because, you know, hey, let me point the finger at myself. When I had issues, they say, you need tissues for your issues? And I would come to church and I would be burdened. And I would share with someone today, it was God that had to show me that I had a burden that I was trying to carry that I didn't really have to carry. Whether it was bad information, whether it was just my own idiosyncrasies, whether I wasn't forgiving from my heart. These things were burdens, and it had to take the word of God to come in and to speak to my spirit and to show me to cast all my cares over onto him because he cares for me, to trust in him with all of my heart and to lean not into my own understanding and all of my ways to acknowledge him so that he can direct my pathway. You know, when God teaches us how to walk in him and walk in his love, you know, it looks like it's the, well, I'm just going to say it honestly. If someone may think you're taking the punk's way out because you're not responding to them with a disrespecting comment because they're disrespecting you. Uh-oh. But sometimes it's like God's trying to teach us meekness and humility. You're still right because the right is that God wants you to be meek, not right because you feel like you're right and you have to defend that right. Uh-oh. God wants us to know, hallelujah, the seeds that he is trying to allow us to grasp of his word is that he loves us. He wants us to grasp in his word, through his word, that he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. These seeds of truths of the word of God. You know, I used to say, wow, you know, before I used to open up my Bible and read it, I would just go to church and let the preacher preach to me, let the speaker speak to me. And I, you know, I didn't want to come into church sitting like I'm sitting there for someone to give me something that I need or that I want. Or, you know, and God knows our heart. Sometimes God is trying to give us what we need and knowing that what we may want at the time is we do want deliverance. We do want a breakthrough. But God has to go through these barriers of what we think or what we have adopted or what's been told to us in our mindset and our emotions. And these seeds are bad seeds. It's bad fruit. It's not producing anything that's life-changing. It's not producing anything that will work a work that will be righteous and godly and will bring forth good fruit. I began to think about this sower. You know, when they said he sowed seeds and all these things happened. You know, are we sowing seeds of discord? Are we sowing seeds of building up? I don't like it when I'm at the salon and people want to talk about other people and gossip. I don't want to do hair to gossip and hear gossip. I want to encourage. And it doesn't always have to be like, you know, you feel like people feel like they think you Bible whooping them. You always got to bring out the word. No, but to uplift. You can encourage somebody that's going through. And my God, there's times when I'm at work, people have encouraged me. So it's just having a heart that is receptive. When God wants to bring in good seeds, when he wants to sow in good fruit, he wants to sow in good seeds that will bear good fruit. Like the word of God here in Philippians 4:8, it says, Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, we hear all these things in the media. We even hear fake news and all these other things, like people want to instigate something to try to provoke conflicts and provoke debates and provoke strife. And we know the world is in darkness. But you have to think about what is the report of the Lord speaking. God said these things would occur. And God wants our hearts and our minds turned towards him to seek his face and to hear what it is that the Lord is speaking to us. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The world doesn't want to hear people not, you know, they don't think a Christian should have anything to say about some of the things that have been spoken out against what the Bible and different things like that. But the idea is that God wants us to be meek. He wants us to have temperance and self-control. We have to have discernment because the enemy wants to instigate and provoke conflicts. He wants to instigate and provoke and put a spin on it and make it come across like the church has hatred. My God. And God said the fruit of his Spirit, the word tells us, is love. It's joy. It's peace. It's long-suffering. It's gentleness. It's goodness. It's faith. It's meekness. It's temperance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The herb-yielding seed. The fruit tree that brought fruit after its time. Hallelujah. I want to take you to the definition of a seed. The seed is something that brings something into existence, to produce and generate, make, build, construct, design, originate, develop, shape, form, establish, to cause something to happen as a result of one's actions, to bring about, to sow seeds, to cause something new to exist, to cause something to come into being as something unique that would not naturally evolve and that is not made by ordinary processes. To evolve from one's own thought or imagination, as to work as a work of art or invention. We're asking God for a revival. We're asking God for a revival. But, my God, to have a revival to reach souls, my God, we don't want God, the harvest of God is to bring about revival and bringing souls into the kingdom. Amen. Let's talk about the definition of the word sow. Plant seed by scattering it, or like on the earth, or thin layers, like on the ground. Spread and disperse and distribute. Sowing seeds like in a row. To plant seeds like corn or a crop. To plant like it for a piece of land. That's sowing. And the harvest, like a process or period of gathering in crops. Like if someone says, are you going to help me with the harvest? Harvesting, reaping, picking, collecting. Yes. To say we have all helped in this thing. To gather a crop. To pick, to reap, to collect. The world is looking at the church. Are we going to be combative like the world and then say we want to reach you for Jesus? Come on, somebody. The harvest, the season when crops are gathered from the fields, or the activity of gathering crops, the amount of crops that are gathered, the amount of natural product gathered in a single season. Let's talk about fruit. The sweet and fleshy product of the tree, you know, like the apple and the plum, that contains seed and can be eaten as food. It is an edible and usually sweet product of the plant. And it contains seed or a pit, you know, like lemons and limes and plums and oranges and mangoes and pomegranates, tangerines. So the idea is the seed, what is in you is going to come out of you. Come on, somebody. I don't want to be a mean, angry Christian. I don't want to be a stubborn, resistant Christian. I don't want to be an unloving, unkind Christian. And I can attest that I was just like that. And I'm not saying I have overcome because God is still working in me to will and do of his good pleasure. And it's not easy, especially when you know someone is egging you on or trying to provoke and see what's in you, because they treat you like you're a punk or something because you're meek and you're gentle and you're trying to practice and walk in the gentleness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's not easy. Of course it's not easy. But it's a press. It's a press. And this is not a rebuking session opportunity, but it's just to know that what's in you is what's going to come out of you. You know, if you weren't patient and God's been dealing with you in patience, my God, it's a journey. But when it brings forth its peaceable fruit, after the time that God has allowed you to simmer through, to boil, simmer down, come out of that thing, you will be patient. Somebody might say, well, wow, I thought you would have went off on them. Oh, no. By the time God gets through with you, you will be patient. By the time God gets through with us, hello, somebody, we will be walking in some love. Oh, yes, because God wants us to walk in love. His love, agape love. Hallelujah. We have not arrived. We have not arrived. Paul said, I'm apprehended. I'm reaching. I'm reaching. Because I have already been apprehended. God has got a hold of me. And now that he put a spin on it, I'm reaching more for him. Change me some more. Change me some more. Deliver me some more. Deliver me from myself. You know, no comparison with anybody else. Not being high-minded above anybody else. God, but deliver me from myself. Let your seed of your word work in me, that I may will and do of your good pleasure. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. He said he must do the works of him that sent him. Oh, yes. He was sent to destroy the works of the devil. He was sent, my God, hallelujah, a light in darkness. He was sent preaching the kingdom of heaven. He was sent preaching repentance. Jesus was sent. The seed was in him that he said, I and my Father do the work. My God, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. My God, if we say we're following after Jesus Christ, if folks seeing us or discern or perceive our character, what are they discerning and perceiving? My God. So even the good of it, because we can't just leave you in a negative zone, the good of it is it, you know, compelling someone to say, wow, you know, not only just to say what church do you go to, there's something about you. There's something about you, and I just can't put my finger on it, but there's something about you. And that something is that, my God, God loves you. And if for you to receive it and accept it is light in itself. It's light because the devil wants to tell people in darkness and in the world that they're not loved. Or he wants to tell them, you know, be footloose and fancy free. Live your life. YOLO. You only live once kind of mentality. But God is trying to let us know the seed of his word. He is so power-packed in his essence that he decided to come and create and come in to the earth and come in with salvation and come up and just to let us know that, my God, I'm there. I'm with you. I did all of this for you. I love you. God loves us so much. So much to change us from the inside out. Hallelujah. We don't have to wear a new jacket and be the old, same old person on the inside. Oh, no. The seed is so power-packed in itself of who it is, of being the word of God, that is able to change us on the inside, that we may be fruitful and multiply of the change and be able to testify of the goodness of the Lord, of the greatness of our God. Oh, yes, I've heard somebody say, you can't tell it like I can tell it what the Lord has done for me, but that's all right. But I can't tell it like you can tell it what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. And God, therefore, we're praying, is glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank God for this message about the seed. Speak life. Speak the word. My God, it's no competition of how much you know, how much I know, how deep can you go, how high can you go, where you can flow. I mean, hey, God is a spirit. And the Bible declares that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is love. God is real. And God cares about our current spiritual situation. And he wants us to know that he is the seed. He is the word. Hallelujah. The living word. Oh, God, we just thank you for this message, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this message, oh, God. You are the living word. Hallelujah. You are our hope. Heavenly Father God, without you, we can do nothing. Heavenly Father God, we are powerless. I can attest that it's so exciting being able to have this word, to be able to read it and quote it and my God, be taught from it, Lord, but it's not my word. Father God, it's your word. You move by your spirit and breathe on this word that is the living word. It is a life-changing, spiritual-changing, mind-changing, emotional-changing, delivering, mighty, living word. Hallelujah. And God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for sharing this part of you with us. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for being, my God, so compassionate, hallelujah, to give us some help. My God, to give us a light, my God, for our spirit, God, that you can unlock and take the locks off of our hearts, oh God. You can come into these doors and windows and rooms in our lives and our hearts and talk to us and commune with us and speak to us and shine your light and deliver us and set us free, Lord. You can make us free, Heavenly Father. Lord, hallelujah, you are such an awesome God, hallelujah. You said your sheep hear your voice and they know you and they follow you. Hallelujah. And God, help us to hear your voice, to seek giving you glory, to seek giving you praise and not to ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah, to uplift you and uplift your name that people will know that Jesus saves, oh God. Help us to be careful and mindful, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, to bow down in your presence, my God, to give you reverence, oh God. Hallelujah, because, Lord, you are so great and mighty in who you are that you created angels and they are worthy to bow down and worship you. They have you created them because they're doing a just cause to bow down and to worship you. Hallelujah. Because you are the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh God, so we just worship you. I mean, bless your name. Hallelujah. For you are highly exalted above the heavens and the earth. My God, you came to see about us. Hallelujah. Like someone would say, little on me. You came to see about us, oh God. You came to, my God. My God, just deal with us, oh God, in the areas where we struggle, in the areas where we felt overwhelmed and didn't see a way out. You came to speak light into the darkness, oh God. Oh, Lord, so send your word out, oh God. Hallelujah, through the people that are listening, God, in their states, in their cities, God, in their atmospheres, God, begin to, my God, shake hell's foundation and break its chains and, my God, shatter the Satan's dreams and wishes, my God, to bring chaos in their lives. God, break down Satan's walls, oh God, of division and chaos, my God. My God, in the churches, my God, amongst your people, oh God, in our families, oh God, break down the walls of contention, oh God, and of division and of chaos in the name of Jesus. My God, hallelujah, that the kings of the world will be the kings of the Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. God, we just worship you. We magnify you. We extol you. Hallelujah. And we just bless you. And I don't know if there's anybody that want to chime in on the prayer. You can press one, and we can pray together. You can press one if you feel like you want to say something, that if the message touched you or you want prayer, you are welcome to press one and come into the cube. And if not, that's still fine. You know, God has delivered me from worrying about likes and comments and all these things and hearts and all. It's nice when people show that support. But you know what? God turned on the light, showed me. Sometimes people are not, quote, unquote, showing you that they support you, but they're receiving it. They're receiving it because if they're hearing from God, they know. They don't have to make it known that they clicked on your post and they read that and I like that and they're giving these opinions. You know, sometimes they're just receiving it. They're letting the Lord speak to them. Amen. Glory. So, God, we just thank you, Father God, because I thank you for the people you allow to speak into my life. I thank you for, my God, the ministry of reconciliation, Father, the ministry of reconciliation. My God, that you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our God. You are our Kingsman Redeemer. You are absolutely everything, Heavenly Father God, that we need. Hallelujah. And we just pray that you'll continue to go with us through this brand new month of May. My God, that the doors are open of opportunity, God, and not just in ministry, God, but job opportunities, school opportunities, whatever it is you want to do, healings, miracles, deliverance. God, that you will just move mountains, God, that you will bring souls in and gathering, God, that the souls will be one to your kingdom this month, even so much the more, God, as you stirring us up, God. Hallelujah, to be sensitive, oh God, to the Spirit, hallelujah, knowing when to speak and how to speak and what to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just worship you and we bless you. Hallelujah. Let your presence cover us. Let your presence bring comfort, my God, to those that are going through. Maybe somebody's going through tonight, going through, their mourning, God. But comfort those hearts that are mourning. Comfort those that are going through. My God, somebody might be out there that maybe going through some heavy trials. To them, it is a heavy trial. I know what it feels like to feel like you're going through heavy trials. So, God, I ask that you would comfort their heart, Lord Jesus, as you're taking them through their growing pains, their growing processes, Lord, as you're taking us all through growing changes and shifts, God, to be more like Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us not to curse our process or curse the progress. My God, it may seem slow, but help us to keep on pressing on and keep on moving forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to have flattering words to say. We don't want to say smooth things that people want to hear. And we don't want to, cut folks down to make them feel like, there's nothing good that can come out of folks' mouth. God, but we want to just speak, my God, the words, oh God, that are uplifting and encouraging. Hallelujah. That are true in love. Hallelujah. Speaking the truth, Father God, in the love of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, God. Bless everybody on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. Bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I commit this radio program into your hands, Father. I pray that no one was offended, but I pray that the devil, my God, was chased out of here, chased out of where they are. That, my God, that you are glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And I want to just end this program with a scripture that God gave me. And Isaiah 63:5 says, "And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury, it upheld me." In the last scripture, St. John 1:1-4 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." God bless you.
Let's go home. Get right there and let's go home. Get right there. Oh, get right there. Get right there and let's go home. Get right there and let's go home. Gotta go home, yeah. Get right there. Get right there. Get right there and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train. Yeah, I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home, oh, home. Oh, I'm going home on the morning train. Look, children, I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am. Jump and shout. Nobody's there gonna put me out. Get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my road is gonna heaven gonna jump and shout, Lord. Jump and shout, Lord. Jump and shout, Lord. Better get